Good news. In a follow-up to AFP's article on journalist Andy Ngo's civil lawsuit against Antifa covered in the August 21 and 28 edition, a court in Portland ruled in favor of Ngo on August 21 against the remaining three alleged Antifa defendants that had physically attacked him in June 2019. Defendants Corbin, Catherine, Belia, Madison, Denny, Lee Allen, and Joseph Evans were found liable for assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Each defendant has been ordered to pay Ngo $100,000 in damages. Biden Crime Syndicate. Chair of the House Oversight Committee James Comer, Republican Kentucky, has reportedly reached out to the National Archivist to get travel records and related documents from when Joe Biden was vice president. Comer alleges that, while vice president, Biden allowed his son, Hunter, to accompany him on international trips to facilitate Hunter's recruitment of foreign investments in the Biden brand. According to Comer, this adds even more evidence to the charge that the Biden family has been involved in a pay-to-play scandal to enrich themselves. Then Vice President Joe Biden abused Air Force Two by allowing his son to jet-set around the world to sell the brand to enrich the Biden family, Comer told conservative news and commentary website The Federalist. Hypocrites. 2 months ago, the Los Angeles City Council voted to officially make Los Angeles a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants in the sanctuary state of California. In late August, however, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, D., poured cold water on that plan, arguing that illegal aliens aren't invited to the city. Bass's newfound opposition comes after Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., handed out free bus tickets to L.A. to hundreds of illegal immigrants, who have swarmed L.A. seeking public assistance. L.A. has not extended an invitation asking for people to come, Bass hypocritically told local Fox News anchor Marla Tellez in an interview. Corruption in Ukraine. Two top-ranking Ukraine officials have been caught up in a corruption scandal, accused of misappropriating nearly $2 million in government funds, all handed to them by U.S. and European taxpayers. First Deputy Minister of Agrarian Policy and Food Taras Vysotsky and an unnamed former Deputy Minister of the Economy are alleged to have misused more than $1.6 million in government money, reports UPI. In July, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky fired all regional military recruitment heads after an officer, Yevhen Borisov, was found to have up to $5 million in assets hidden in his mother's name in Spain. World War III has started. A popular Russian blogger who goes by the name Victor Viktop 55 claims that 10,000 Polish soldiers have already died in fighting in Ukraine. This is in addition to the more than 2,000 foreign mercenaries who have also been killed fighting on the side of Ukraine. Rise of Black Republicans. New York Magazine published an article on August 19 titled, "The Rise of the Young, Liberal, Non-White Republican." The report notes that polls show support for former President Donald Trump among middle-class Black Americans is on the rise, so much so that, according to the latest surveys, the gap between support among Blacks for Trump and Joe Biden has shrunk to around 16 percentage points. The realignment of some non-white voters appears to be partially driven by self-identified conservatives cutting ties with the party of their parents in favor of the one best aligned with their social views, reports New York Magazine. Arson, not climate change. As wildfires tore across Greece in July, the mainstream media claimed climate change was responsible. Now that Greek authorities have arrested 160 people for arson in the past 2 weeks, we know media outlets were lying. Thought police. An Ontario court has ruled against popular conservative psychologist Jordan Peterson, upholding an order by the College of Psychologists of Ontario that he take social media training in the wake of complaints by far-left activists. Peterson is a professor emeritus with the University of Toronto Psychology Department and has been an outspoken critic of leftists and their causes for over a decade. Shocking number. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that, from 2016 to 2019, 4,000 minors under the age of 18 had sex reassignment surgeries. Among 12 to 18-year-olds, the surgeries included 3,215 breast or chest surgeries, 405 genital surgeries, and 350 other cosmetic procedures such as facial feminization or masculinization procedures. Taxpayer-funded sex change. The ACLU in Indiana has filed a lawsuit against the state seeking to force taxpayers there to pay for a sex change operation for Jonathan Richardson, who now goes by the name Autumn Cordelian. In 2002, Richardson was convicted of murdering his baby daughter by strangulation. Richardson claims he is now a woman and has felt this way since he was 6 years old. New York settles. New York City recently settled with male-to-female transsexual Michaela Holland for $160,000 in taxpayers' money. Holland sued after he was sent to a prison for men rather than a female one, because Holland has had no sex reassignment surgeries. Holland also objected to the fact that he was denied his request that a female officer strip search him rather than a male. Under pressure from liberals, New York City caved and settled with Holland. This means that transsexuals convicted of raping women will be housed with women. The New York ACLU represented Holland. Rapists in women's prisons. The Heritage Foundation recently sued for access to prison information on transsexuals who have been incarcerated in Wisconsin. The data did not say whether male-to-female transsexuals have been placed in women's prisons, but state policy dictates that they can be. According to the Heritage Foundation, out of 161 male-to-female transsexual prisoners, 81.50%, are in prison for sex crimes, such as rape or child abuse, meaning that these rapists could be locked up with women. China's population woes. China's population crisis is getting worse. According to a new report by the Chinese press, the Chinese fertility rate dropped to a record low of 1.09 per woman in 2022. It was a rare admission by the communist-backed National Business Daily news outlet, signaling the country is in serious trouble. The figure comes from China's Population and Development Research Center. It is reportedly the lowest fertility level among countries with a population of more than 100 million.